Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, I see you're up early, bright and early, and Adam, well, awesome, awesome, congratulations, and thank you for tuning in to the broadcast this awesome, awesome day. You know, I've learned that no matter what is going on outside, it does not change what's going on inside. And I mean inside my head, inside my emotions, inside my body. I still am wanting to press on, move forward. Wow, looking forward to what today is going to bring. Well, right here on All About Entrepreneurs, we've started something new as of last week. Friday is our open mic night. Open mic night. I keep wanting to say open mic night, but that's probably because a lot of places have something called open mics. Open mic, and they have it at night usually, and people come and they sing and but this is not nighttime. This is daytime. Well, depending on where you are, what part of the country you're in, it could be night. But if you are in most of the U.S., you may be day. However, if you were in California, it would only be 3 o'clock there. No, 4 o'clock, right? So it would be 4 o'clock there. And I'm not sure what 4 o'clock in the morning is looking like down there where you down there in California. So I don't know if it's nighttime. I don't know if it's dark outside, I should say. I don't know if the sun has already begun to come up, which I somewhat doubt, only because you know what they say. The sun rises in the east and it sets in the west. So more than likely, it may still be dark, okay, because it's the West Coast. And so, just, you know, open mic if you want to call in. That's basically what that means. You just kind of call in and have open mic. And what you do is, this open mic is a little bit different than what you would maybe find in a nightclub or dinner or supper club. In this one, what you're going to do is, you're going to actually call in and tell us about your business. And you actually have 2 minutes or less to call in and tell us about your business. Just kind of tell us all you can tell us about your business in like 2 minutes. So basically, what you're going to do is, well, not basically, but what you're going to do is, it's sort of like a, what do you call it? It's sort of like when you give a elevator pitch, right? With an elevator pitch, you are assuming that you are on an elevator and you're on there with other people, right? And while you're on the elevator, you might have, and the people don't know you, yeah, they don't know you from a hill of beans. So they're on the elevator, you're in the elevator, and you're just going to share a little bit about your business. Maybe, you know, you're going to talk to them enough, though, to engage them, or enough to have them want to know a little bit more about what you do. So you may say, oh, hi, I'm Ed of Ed's Barber, and we cut hair like nobody in the state or nobody in the city. Or we cut hair at a price, our haircuts are priced low enough that you can still get coffee or something like that. And the people might say, huh? You know, that's the kind of thing you do as an elevator pitch. So, for instance, our conference coming up, our Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit, you definitely want to come. Make sure you come. This is where we're going to empower you with information to help your business grow and to help your business reach new heights in its profits. So if you want your business to grow, if you want to reach new heights in your profits, if you want to improve your profit margin, then you definitely want to be at this event. Okay, so this is basically this event is New Jersey's answer or Newark's answer to helping empower women leaders and entrepreneurs so that they can have their businesses, so they can have a successful, sustainable business. I mean, I have met a lot of entrepreneurs who want to be in business for a long time. They don't want to. It's not a hobby for them. This is their source of income. And so there's some things you want to do if you want to make your business your source of income, your main source of income. And so that's what we do. And definitely we would love for you to be a part of it in any way. There are three ways that you could participate. You could attend the event, which is awesome. We definitely can't wait to meet you. And you can attend just as a person who likes going to networking events. Or you may attend as a person who is interested in becoming a leader or an entrepreneur. Or you could attend as a person who loves supporting women in business. Just anything you can do. You like to support them because you realize that without, let's just say you have a job. You have a job. You realize then that you can't do anything without, you wouldn't have that job if somebody wasn't an entrepreneur. Okay? So, So that's what happens. That's what happens. And yeah, I know, right? So, oh, wow, poor Tiger. He didn't do too good, huh? Tiger Woods, okay, well, that happens, you know. You can't win them all. Well, the next thing, so therefore you have the attendee. Then you could participate as a vendor. Possibly you have a product or service that you want to expand your market. So you're going to attend this event, expand your market. And then thirdly, you could participate as a sponsor. Let's just say your organization would like to sponsor events like this because that's what you like doing. You're in a position, number one, to sponsor events. That means your company is doing well and you want to give back. It's like organizations who sponsor events like this is like a person who gives back in the community that they came from. Yeah, you want to give back, right? You want to give back to the community. You want to give back to women. You want to give back to entrepreneurs. You want to give back to leaders. And you've arrived. You've made a substantial amount of money, and you have your organization, and then your organization also wants to get its name out there to new markets, to new clients, to society, to let society know that you have great social will and that you have great social, goodwill. This is what you do as a company. So a lot of your major corporations like your Procter & Gamble, your Colgate, you know, all your major food chains, your McDonald's, your Burger King's, all these, your major hotels, your Marriott's, your major universities, these individuals want to have their name associated with goodwill. So they, a lot of times they will also sponsor. So you can also participate as a sponsor of the event as well. And I guess really there's four ways. There's really several ways you could participate. You could volunteer to help us out on that day, help us out with, you know, some of the traffic and letting people know where to park, letting people know. As a matter of fact, I definitely want to get that parking information out to people. You can actually park down on the corner of Market Street, so I'll definitely investigate that more and be able to share that with you on Monday. But letting people know where they can park, sort of like a concierge type service, letting people know where they can go and do things for those people who are staying in town overnight, letting people know where they can, what they can do, where they can go. We'll be in the hotel the night before. I'll be at the hotel the night before, rather late. I may be staying there as well, but just because there are people coming from out of town, I want to make sure that they're downtown Newark. So this women's conference, I mean, it is just going to be awesome, awesome, awesome. And our title is Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo. But we're doing something new. We're doing something fabulous. We're doing something fantastic. This is not a spur of the moment. This is not on a whim. This is a dream that I've had for a long time. Long time, for at least, let's see, going back to 1998. This dream goes back to 1998. So in 2008, that was 10 years, and we're already 5 years post-2008. So this is a 15-year dream of mine. And sometimes when you hold on to a dream that long, of course, working at it and working at it and working at it, and then when it finally happens, and when that dream finally happens, it just takes your breath away, because you're like, you know, planning for it but not seeing it, and waiting for it and not seeing it, and not thinking about it and not seeing it. So when it finally happens, you can be thrown off a little bit, a little shocked. And so that's where I'm at right now, because it has been a dream, 15-year dream. And you may say, well, what are you talking about? What's the dream? And the dream is to have a women's conference on leadership and entrepreneurship and development. This is one sort of conference that I've dreamed about. The other one is a Christian women's event, and that's coming up. And I've had events in hotels. I've done retreats in hotels. But this is by far the largest. So now, what happens is, of course, next year is going to be even bigger. But we have to get through this year's first. So we're just 2 weeks away, and very excited about that, because the next 2 weeks, even though it's going to be very busy, but it's going to be a good busy, because we finally arrived to the place where we plan events a year ahead of time. So this event that's happening on August 24th of this year, I began the planning last year in August. So the day after the event, I went home and I immediately set up pieces of this event. So that's how it works. But if you don't forget, this is Open Mic Night. You're welcome to call in, shout out your business, call in 347-945-7991. 347-945-7991. I think that some people were going to call in, but they probably forgot. Now, why they forgot, I don't know. Can't say for sure, but let me send them a quick reminder on Facebook. I will send them a quick reminder on Facebook. So, bear with me while I, well, you don't have to bear with me, but I'm sure you will. And thank you. So, well, we're excited, though. You probably can't tell in my voice right now, but I'm so. Usually I'm very bubbly and kind of loud, right? So now if you hear me talking like this, that's how you can tell something has really changed. So I am very, 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 very excited about the event on August the 24th. This Saturday, and one of the reasons is because we're getting closer to Saturday, so we're getting closer to being 2 weeks away. And I really need everyone who is a part of this event, I need you to make sure you sign up, make sure you register, make sure you are in the place on that day, make sure you tell everyone you know about the event, invite your friends, bring some woman with you. You know, because if you are an entrepreneur or anything that you're trying to do, it's very, 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 very hard to do if you try to do it by yourself. And things are much easier if you at least try to do it with one other person. And so I'm excited. So things are going on great. Things are going great, and we are looking forward to all the different things that can happen. We're looking forward to all the different things that can happen at this event, and so anything can happen. I mean, when I tell you anything is possible, believe you me, I mean anything is possible. I mean, really, I wouldn't be surprised if Oprah Winfrey showed up. You know, she may possibly show up for this event, because this event is one of the major events that's happening in the city of Newark. I mean, really, people are coming to this event from all over around the country. We have people coming from Virginia. We have people coming from Cleveland, Ohio. There are people coming from Maryland. So there are people coming from all over. So it's just going to be an awesome, awesome, awesome day. It's going to be an awesome event. We are looking forward to people. We will have people there in the medical field. There will be people there in the financial field. And I recently met a woman who does business taxes for small businesses. And I spoke with her about coming. And I'm hoping she comes. There will be people there to help you launch your business as it relates to marketing. We will have the New Jersey Association of Women Business Owners. And they do a lot of training and developing of businesses. They will be there. And they want to tap in. They want to tap into what we're doing. We will have all kinds of pictures taken. And I'm telling you, it really, really, really is going to be an awesome, awesome, awesome event. So make sure that you definitely, definitely are in the house on this event. This is one event you don't want to miss. If you are an entrepreneur, okay, if you are an entrepreneur, if you are a leader, if you are, again, if you are a person who loves connecting, all right, if you are a person who is up, and you are a person who is upbeat, positive, motivating, then you want to definitely make sure that you tap in to this summit coming up, okay? This is not a summit that you want to miss. This is a summit that you definitely, definitely, definitely want to be there, okay? You want to be there, and we're going to have a great time. We're going to have a great time. We're going to show people how to start their business, okay? We're going to show people how they can grow their business. We're going to show people what they can do. Right? What they can do if they want to be in business. You want to be in business, this is what you need to do. You need to get trained. You need to understand that success starts in the mind, and that if you want to be a successful business owner, you have to do these things, okay? So we are so I've never been this excited about anything, and I've never been this happy about achieving my goals and dreams in life like I am right now. I'm so excited to achieve all of my goals, all of my dreams, to reach and become what God has made me to be, not worried about what other people think. Not afraid to reach out and touch individuals that are individuals who care about what is happening, individuals who care about where we're going, individuals who care about what we're doing. So we have powerful, powerful, powerful women and powerful people who want to connect. I'm not sure where. some people, they have fallen off. I admit that. We had more women who were in the pipeline. And guess what? They drifted away. Because when it comes down to it, not everybody can hang with you where you're going. You see, some people are just part-time lovers, okay? Some people cannot hang, they cannot stay around, they cannot stand. Actually, as a matter of fact, some people cannot even stand to watch you become successful. Because to some people, your success means their demise. That's right. To some people, your success means their demise. And therefore, listen to me good, therefore, they will not support you. They will not attend events that you have. They will not refer you to people that they know need your services. They just won't do it, okay? So get over it. Because it'll never happen. And you might as well wake up and smell the coffee. Okay? But I'm excited about all that is going on. Oh my God, oh my God. You know, it's just amazing. You know, there's so many things that you can do if you just put your mind to it. So we have the Small Business Women's Training Institute. And that's what we're going to stick with. That's what we're going to work with. We're going to work with people. And we're going to work with people who really want something in life. Because if you really want success, you can have it. The only people that are not having success right now are the people who have limiting beliefs. They have limiting beliefs. These individuals, they do not realize that their beliefs can be changed. They let what they believe stop them. You see, however we interpret the things that happened to us in the past, that pretty much gives us a belief. But if you have, in other words, most people don't even think about what they believe or how they believe. They just simply do it, and never realizing that they have the opportunity to change it. You know, if you think about it, believe, what do you believe about your business? What you believe about your business. So that's what we're going to talk about. We'll be talking more about this because the show is almost over, but we'll be talking more about this for sure. So, well, we didn't have any business calling in today. So that's, you know, that's on you. I just opened the mic up. You can call in, open mic, talk about your business, you know, promote your business. I saw a woman, she did this program called, she did an actual whole conference, Shamelessly Promote Your Business. And so that's where I got the term. I like it. So it's like, okay, come on here, shamelessly promote your business. So no one called in to promote. So guess what? I promoted the women's conference coming up. So that's all we have time for today. It's Friday. Please have a great, wonderful weekend. Make your business successful. Stop those limiting beliefs. And enjoy. This has been Coach Lalisa, and I'll see you on the other side of success.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLaLisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.